I'm Catherine Lanfer. You're listening to The Takeaway. I'm sitting in today for Adore Udoji and John Hockenberry. And by the way, it's Friday, September 19th, just in case you were keeping score at home. Now, here's something else you should be keeping score at home about. As you know, the 37th Ryder Cup is going to begin today. 12 Americans gathering outside of Louisville, Kentucky to take on a European team of equal size. And if you've been keeping score, as I said, the U.S. has not done very well lately. To use a non-golfing term, we've been clobbered, losing 5 out of the last 6 tournaments. In the last 2, we had Tiger Woods on the team and we got clobbered. This year, we're tigerless. And to get an assessment of our chances, we're going to go to Golf Week senior writer Rex Hogarth. He is in Louisville. All right, Rex, what chance do we have without golf's greatest player?
I think clobbered's right about the right word. Let's stick with that for right now.
Do you like that? Is that a golfing term? I don't think it is.
I think J.B. Holmes, who's a member of the American team, hits the ball about 5,000 miles. He clobbers the ball, so that maybe we can make the transition.
Now, see, this is going to replace my other favorite golfing word, which is divot. Okay, now, what are we up against with this European team?
You know, it's going to be an uphill climb. I mean, as you pointed out, even though it's a home game, I mean, without Tiger Woods, any team's going to be nowhere near as strong as we were before. And U.S. captain Paul Azinger spent the last 2 years, he changed the system a lot. He went to a one-year selection process. He got two more picks, so he had to make 4 free captain's picks. All trying to even the score. We've lost by 9 points the last 2 years, so it's really been a lopsided affair. I think if America can make a game of it the first 2 days, we have a chance. But it'll all probably pan out here first thing Friday morning.
Hey, now, I read one analysis that said that we should embrace the fact that we're the underdog, that we can actually make it work for us.
If they can. I mean, it's funny, in this affair, it always seems like the captains are fighting for the underdog label, just trying to one-up the other guy because they always want to motivate their teams that way. And let's be honest, with Tiger Woods on the team, it's hard to call the Americans the underdog. But obviously this year it's much different. I don't think anyone's debating that the Americans are not the betting favorites either here or in the U.K. So, I think that's part of the motivation that Paul's trying to go after. I think, the other thing is it's a home field advantage, and he's got 2 Kentucky players on the team, so the crowd's going to be behind him even more so than normal.
And is that unusual to have 2 players from Kentucky on the home team?
No, Kenny Perry, who he's played on a Ryder Cup before, but he really made making this year's team his primary. I mean, that's what this was all about for him. As soon as he found out that the Ryder Cup was coming here to Baja, which is about an hour from Franklin, which is where he was born and raised and still lives, J.B. Holmes, who I mentioned before, lives about 2 hours from here, went to school at the University of Kentucky. They are going to the crowds are going to, it's going to be Wildcat Blue.
Oh, hence the home team advantage. Yeah. Now, who cares more about this tournament, the players in Europe or the players in this country?
Well, I think the what everyone seems to fall back on is to say that the Europeans care more. That's why they play better. I don't know if that's fair. I think the Americans may care too much, to be quite honest with you. They get out here and they look a little tight. And you see them on the golf course and they don't look loose. They look like they're about to take a math exam. So, I think actually the Americans look too tight.
Well, and we all know math exams. No one ever scores well on those. Okay, Rex, thanks so much. Rex Hogarth, senior writer for Golf Week magazine. The Ryder Cup, the 37th one, begins today. We'll check in later on that.